nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder. And this is where student and online ministers go to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today we are talking online ministry. In fact, we're talking what's trending currently right now with online ministry. And I brought in the one and the only Jay Cranda from Saddleback Community Church. Jay was one of the first people that I talked to when I first took over as a online campus pastor at New Life, and he was one of those guys who was totally accessible and would answer any of my questions. In fact, most of the people in the online community really will answer any of your questions. It's a great community of people who want to encourage people and help you get started in your ministry and online stuff, and these guys have been great, and Jay has been one of those great guys. And not only is he the online guy at Saddleback Community Church, a huge church if you don't know it by now, but he's also the co-host of the Social Media Church podcast with Neil Smith, and they have a great banter back and forth with each other as they talk about technology and ministry. And so Jay, I thought, would be the perfect person to have on to talk about what's trending now in online church ministry. So without any further ado, let's get into the conversation with Jay Cranda. All right, well, with me right now is Jay Cranda. He's the online campus pastor at Saddleback Community Church all the way out in California. Jay, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I think I got really hungry. It's like lunchtime, my time, and I got a sweet tooth, and I think I ate too much candy, and I have no idea why I'm like almost 30 and I'm still making terrible health decisions. Anyways.
Oh, no, but seriously, just before I got you on, I just downed a whole Starburst. I mean, the whole pack. And I thought to myself the same thing. I'm 41 years old and I just have no willpower whatsoever. Yes. I no wonder why I just can't lose weight. It's because I have no willpower.
So. Well, I went to the 99-cent store, and I was like, oh, let's just look around, and then nothing good happens at the 99-cent store. Anyways, that's how I'm doing right now. I'm a little bit of a sugar high, so I'm excited to talk.
That's good. It's good that the sugar high will help you be even more excited to talk. Hey, so again, you're not only the online campus pastor at Saddleback, which is a big job within itself, but you are one of the co-hosts of the Social Media Church podcast. How's that going?
It's going really good. I mean, Neil Smith and I are friends, and he started as an online pastor at his church. Now he's the innovation pastor at his church. And, you know, like much like anything, we just decided to, you know, do the podcast where we're talking through things that we're talking through. And, you know, we launched a blog a couple months back. We've launched a couple online courses, and we just started to take YouTube seriously, and we started to splice up some of our show video elements into smaller segments on YouTube. And about a month and a half ago, we launched our Apple TV app, People can now watch us on Apple TV. So anyways, like we're having a lot of fun. We really enjoy it. It's we were kind of talking about this before we even started recording that, you know, it's interesting. Just having a weekly show is a great way to kind of process what we're learning. We tend to just talk about whatever's on the forefront of our minds in that week, and then bring friends on and talk through things. So yeah, it's going really good. We're loving it, and we're very grateful for our community that listens regularly.
Yeah, man, I regularly listen, and you know, I think it's funny because I don't have a new Apple TV, but you guys make reference to people watching you as you guys are podcasting. I'm like, one day I'm just going to have to watch you guys as it's actually happening, because I always listen to the podcast that is released every Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so I always listen to the podcast. I'm like, man, I just got to get in on this when they're doing it live. So
we started to experiment with that on Zoom webinar feature. It's like $50 a month, and you can do live recording. It also gives you an RSVP registration form. I use it for church stuff as well. where I host online events. I really like Zoom. The only thing that we struggle with is that the capture technology, I don't think the quality isn't as great as, you know, especially when you're so used to, you know, 1080p and 4K now, it's like, I think they capture it 720. And so, and Niels never tends to get into a well-lit place. I swear, that guy always is like broadcasting from within a coffin. And I never understand why he does not have better lighting. Anyways, if anybody's looking at testing out online events, Zoom's webinar feature does a really cool thing where it goes live and has a live chat. I use it all the time for ministry, and we just started using it for the podcast.
Well, actually, I'm glad you brought that up because we've been experimenting with Zoom a little bit for our online stuff. I'm going to have you come back on one day and just talk about Zoom and how you're utilizing it, because I do believe, you know, especially with you, who you have reach all over the world. And so the Zoom feature seems like it's a great opportunity for you to be kind of person to person in a digital world kind of deal.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I was gonna win. I have some small groups under my day job as the online pastor up in San Francisco, which is way north of where our campuses are located. And so I did an event up there, and I've been up there like a couple times in the last 6 months. And all throughout San Francisco, they have ads. It's kind of like you know, any big promotion, like with new Apple TV or any product, you know, you buy all the space up there to kind of let the world know that you have a presence and this is an important tech product. Mm-hmm. So Zoom has advertisements all throughout San Francisco that says video conferencing that doesn't suck, which is hilarious. I laughed. I was actually like typical, like, you know, millennial thing. I was like in an Uber driving in San Francisco, saw that. And I was like laughing. Like, that is a great, I like wish I was in like Don Draper's office, like coming up with that idea. But anyways.
That's awesome. Well, this is cool. All right. Well, the reason why I wanted you to come on is to talk about some things that I feel like are trending in online ministry. And again, some of them may be, you know, a little bit older, but I still think that they're still relatively new and they need to be talked about. And the two things I want to specifically focus on are Apple TV and then Facebook Live. So I know you guys are all behind Apple TV. So tell me about Apple TV and the real opportunity it is for churches to be utilizing that.
Yeah, I Saddleback, we've been messing with this for a couple of years now. We started with Roku, and then we had a Roku app, and then we got an Amazon Fire TV app. And then Apple TV, all that's happened is that actually Roku is still the most used, usage wise. I mean, obviously I think Apple, as, they start doing bigger data mining with everybody that's now bought the second generation of the Apple TV, that will shift towards Apple TV. But I think at the end of the day, what you're trying to do is that, these TV connected devices pretty much makes it a seamless experience to get on your church member or an unchurched person who lives in your area's TV. And that really opens up it's a conference room or it's a meeting area that you can tap into. Any church has a limitation on how many people it can fit physically in one given place. And so that's why a lot of churches do multiple services. You have to get creative to try to use your real estate. And I think Apple TV, Roku, all these TV connected devices, I think it just unlocks this, you know, you kind of think your square foot of your church kind of all of a sudden quadruples overnight if you can get all your people to transfer. And I think, you know, and this is just me being, I think where I'm at, is that for us, for me and my family, so we have two kids, we're expecting a third kid here in August. And like for us to come to church there's a process. We got to get our kids ready. We got to be up in time, let alone if there's, if we got something else, we're competing with nap time and all the other things that are going on because their kids are young. And so I think about sometimes how hard it is just to get somebody to give up a time of their weekend, especially an unchurched person who doesn't even know the value of it yet. I think Apple TV is a great first step. And the same thing with church online, but the thing with Apple TV and Roku and all these things, that it's a family experience. So last week we had 2,000 people who watched on Roku. In our context, at Saddleback, well, I know that probably number is doubled at least because everybody's watching with their family. So that gets me more excited because now it's really a community experience, not a singular experience. So I think churches need to be thinking about, hey, instead of always, like, we just all the time go like, hey, come to this place at this time and do everything. And then to pull off that event, you need childcare, you need blah, 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 blah. Like, what if you just streamed it and you did it this way? I just think there's so much more. There's so many ways you can leverage. I don't think it could be the end all everything, but sure. I think more and more people get that. And then with Apple TV making it so game, so, you know, like my kids use our Apple TV for games and all this. I just think there's such a huge opportunity for churches to double their real estate. So with no extra price outside of development.
Yeah. And that's what I really like what you said too. It's a great first step in some ways too, because we did a big event where we had a former mobster come and share at New Life, and our online attendance, because we did a lot of Facebook marketing, we did a lot of just other marketing, online marketing, our online attendance doubled the next best thing. I mean, it was just insane how many people, and we did good in the service as well, but what I tell people is, you know, people are still afraid to come into a church, but they're going to want to experience it. And if they have a good experience online, I do believe it leads them into getting in plugged into a physical church ultimately.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and that's part of the reason we've mentioned casually on our show that Niels and a couple other, we started this company, tvapp.church, and we're still in beta where we have four churches that have agreed to be on board. But, you know, we think it's too much money to get on these devices. And, you know, we paid so much money, you know, like more than 10 grand to get on Roku like 3 years ago. We're like, the church can't afford that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we might be able to afford it in our context, but a lot of churches can't. And so we started this where it's like, okay, $1,500 and then, you know, $150 a month, and you can get on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire. And we're even talking about getting on Xbox and all these other things. We just started developing Google Analytics, so you can get full data on all this. And so, like, that's – we've also come along. Like, we really believe in this, and we want to figure out – and we have figured out a way for churches to get on there in an easier way. But there, it's just – the thing is, it's changing so much. And, you know, the first step is getting on there. The second step is, how do you provide a custom-tailored experience around media? And that's where I think church has so much content. It's like, how do you organize that so that somebody who's, you know this with youth ministry, anytime you're delivering a message, you're talking to the person who doesn't know what church is and doesn't know who Jesus, you know, the person who's come to church every week because the parents is dragging them, but they're not living for Jesus. And then you have the person who's living for Jesus and needs, like, you know, encouragement. And so, like, how do we do that on our online campuses to present the content for all three of those targets? Mm-hmm. And how do you do that on TV app? I mean, on TV connected devices. But it's, you know, sometimes we just throw everything at it, and we need to be thinking more strategically with our audiences, our personas.
Yeah, I think you're right on. Tell everyone again your what you guys are working on. Where can people find and sign up for that?
Yeah, so it's tvapp.church, and you'll see, if you go to tvapp.church, there'll be all the information what we have. But, you know, one thing we want is that we want to provide an easy and affordable way for every church to have an app. Even youth ministries, a youth ministry can have their own app for our price. So that's the idea, is that really, like, what if you just had an Apple TV app just for your youth ministry? And the idea is you just target your audience. And so the same thing with, you know, something, you know, we're talking about all sorts of things. But yeah, go to tvapp.church. You'll see more about that, and there'll be contact info on how to get set up.
That's great. And I think that's a real win right there as well. So, okay, so let's transition. Again, you talk about content and everything. And now Facebook Live, again, it was out for personal pages a lot. Some people had it on their own church pages earlier than others. But the reality is it should be out to everyone by now, that every church or ministry should have it on their page. What do you think about Facebook Live? And are you guys dabbling with it at all on Saddleback?
Yeah, I mean, the bigger news to me was the API release, that they were going to allow people to directly tap into it. So you could somehow feed it through a device. And so, I was actually just grabbed in the hall yesterday that somehow our streaming provider was going to start allowing us to use Facebook Live. And so one of the things we are going to mess around with is, like, there's still, I think there's like an hour and 45 minute limit.
Yeah.
Or no, it's an hour and 30 minute limit to how long your broadcast can be. Which is a little problematic in our context because our services can be longer than an hour and 30 minutes. And so we are probably just going to test it. Is that like, what if one weekend, you know, we don't kill the online service on saddleback.com or, you know, we don't whatever. We will just do a both and.
Yeah.
So I think anybody, no matter what you're doing, especially if you're an online director, campus pastor, whatever that is, if you're doing that, you know, I think we can be so focused on our platform. So for a lot of people, it's the church online platform. So mm-hmm. they like that's how they associate it. But it's the same way with your church. Your ministry isn't limited to your worship center. Your ministry is everywhere. And so I think we've tested and we've used YouTube live streaming. We've used we put our videos everywhere. I think Facebook, we will do a full service. Well, we will just Facebook Live it and we'll see what happens. And so I think there's so much opportunity there. It does create some barriers in how to, you know, how do you actually follow up? Mm-hmm. And I have this camera that does this focus thing and it won't focus on me right now. This is like, so yeah. I'm sorry, squirrel candy.
You got out of focus real quick. Yeah,
I know. I think we just need, you know, the same thing last Easter. We did this whole thing where we uploaded our service, on Facebook directly. We did an edited service.
Oh, nice.
And it was crazy. You know, we had an extra like something like 20,000 views of the video because it was up on. And, you know, like I just think you need to experiment. I don't think mm-hmm. I think we really are. And this isn't new news. I mean, this is what if you listen to anything, everybody's saying this is that we're just going to be more. We're going to have smaller and smaller tribes and they're going to be split out. So some people will love Facebook Live in the next 10 years and some will stay on YouTube. Some will stay on the platform, whatever it is, mm-hmm. but you got to mess around with it. And that's why we're going to mess around with it. I don't know when. I just heard, I wanted to buy, I keep on seeing the ads. There's some new Memevo or something where it's like, you can directly Facebook Live from this device. And like, it was only like $300. And so I was like,
that's cool.
Check that out. So yeah, there's going to be so many cool things, but the API is big stuff. Cause what if we do switch to Facebook Live? I mean, hey, we pay a lot of money for our live streaming. I mean, yeah. what if that, you know, you can supplement? I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
Well, and see, that's so funny because like you said too, technology is constantly changing and it's evolving. Again, we had like over a year ago, we had Meerkat, and now Meerkat's not even really a player anymore in the whole thing. So it's very interesting. Well, what else, as we kind of wrap up here, what else do you see that is kind of hot or trending right now doing some online ministry? What are you guys fooling around with that you're really excited about over there in Saddleback?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for us, you know, I spend a lot of time just because of my context, you know, how do I move people online to offline? And mm-hmm. I say that a lot. If anybody listens to our podcast, it's kind of like a reoccurring thing. You know, I want people in community with other people. So I usually spend the large majority of my time trying to figure out how do I get somebody to respond, but not just respond by giving me their email, but how can I get them to meet with other people in their area? And then if they're in a home, then it's just a small group and that's easy. And so we are just now, we've been doing these local meetups throughout the country and have had a lot of success with them. And so the idea is that I go to different places and I say, hey, by the way, Saddleback, I'm going to be in San Francisco. Why don't you meet up with me in person? Or I'm going to be in Austin, Texas. Why don't you meet up with me in person? And we're talking about doing one in New York. And the idea is we've had a lot of success on that. Now, the key is that we're still trying to wrestle through right now is, okay, you get maybe like in San Francisco, we had 100 people show up to this room. I rented a hotel meeting room in Emeryville. Had 100 people show up. Okay, so what does it look like? Crazy idea. What would it look like to ride off this momentum and get it to 300? Like, what in the world would that even begin? So really, it's interesting. The most of what my time has spent in the last 2 months has been really around church planning strategies of like, okay. The other thing is I don't got a lot of resources. Like, you know, I got my resources, but those are already allocated and you know. Divvied up. And so what would that look like? Because, you know, like if I could somehow get, you know, double that number, or triple that number, like how cool would that be if like the online campus could help start a campus? I mean, that would be amazing. And so it's kind of like pie in the sky. And so I don't know. I would just say, like, if you're an online guy and or a girl and you're doing this, you know, I think the online stuff is cool, but ultimately we want people living out their faith the way we express our faith. And that means, you know, me and my family, we go to church and we show up, and it's physical. As much as online is great and perfect, I got to be thinking end in mind stuff. And so that's where I crack a lot of, like, the tricks and tech, all that is fun, but, and it's all, I'll do anything short of sin to save somebody. But at the same time, I got to be willing to walk that person down a pathway, to help them live out their faith and come to know Jesus. And, that's where I think a lot of our online ministries need, like, a kick in the pants a little bit of, like, okay, how do we think beyond a chat wall? Like, really, what is, and so that's where I spend a lot of time. Like, what does it look like? Now, the hard thing is I can't fly and go everywhere as much as I might want to rank up my miles. Yeah. I can't afford that. My, you know, personally, you know, ministry and family and all that, I can't do that. So what does it look like to scale? And so I've been spending a lot of time there, and I think there's so many cool things that hopefully we'll be doing and continue to learn. And so if you're listening and you're doing something like this where you're moving people online to offline and you're having success non-local to where your campus is at, please tweet at me, and I want to bounce some ideas off to see what's working on your end.
Yes, CJ, I'm glad you said that, because, you know, honestly, the when I first became the online guy at New Life, the first person I called or contacted was you, and you were so helpful and encouraging to me in getting started, because I had no idea what I was doing. Now I have somewhat of an idea, but still, you're the expert, and I appreciate the fact that you've always been willing to answer an email or reply to a tweet. And so, guys, if you're listening, hit Jay up. I'll have his links on the show notes, and you can hit Jay up. He's really easy to find, and he's happy to help. And if you're on the East Coast like me, you know, he's 3 hours behind you. So, you know, it's always, you know, he's got a little bit more time.
I start buzzing around 1 p.m. your time. That's when I'm like.
So. That's awesome. So, well, Jay, I really appreciate having you on the podcast. I was very grateful that you agreed to join me today. So thanks so much.
No, thanks. Keep up all the good work, Tom, and you're rocking it. And I get encouraged by everything you're doing.
Hey, thanks, Jay. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, so there you have it, my conversation with Jay Kranda. It was great having him on. And, you know, one of the things I like about Jay is that, you know, not only is he always looking at new technology and trying to figure out how he can use it to reach more people for Christ, but he really views these as tools, and that these are just tools to help reach people for Christ. But ultimately, he's trying to take these online relationships into offline relationships where you can have physical face-to-face relationships and community with each other. And so I just always love talking to him, always love reading his blog and listening to the Social Media Church podcast, because he has just a ton of great stuff that he's really looking into. And then there I can kind of mooch off of him and dig into it as well, as he's done a lot of the stuff well before me. So that's fantastic. I hope you really enjoyed that. I would love to hear from you, though. What are some things that you're working on? What are some things that I can mooch off of you guys from? And what's trending in your reference right now with your online community? What are you doing? What are you testing out? What are you trying? I'd love to hear from you. Just tweet me at TA Pounder. I'd love to hear what you're doing to reach more people for Christ through online relationships. All right, everyone. Well, that basically does it for this week's episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. Thanks for joining me today. And as always, if you enjoyed this podcast, definitely subscribe to it. I've got a fresh new one out every Wednesday, and I'd love for you to just subscribe to it so it just pops up in your phone or your computer screen. And also, rate me. You know, if you enjoyed this podcast, say something positive. It does help me, and that would be very much appreciative. All right, everyone. Well, until next week, I hope you guys have a great one, and I'll see you next time.